Hello again, everybody. Just up behind me is what was formerly the dwelling place in the Whitfield College of the Bible. I studied here from 2004 to 2008, and it's hard to believe all of these years have gone by. 13 years or so since we finished up in the Whitfield College of the Bible, and some good memories with the other students here over the years. And just at the right-hand side of the building here, the window there at the top, that was the room that I slept in for a couple of years. I was there on my own for 1 year, but during the first year, me and another student shared that room. We used to encourage each other in the Lord and pour out each other's woes as well, and really enjoyed fellowship and friendship with that other student at that particular time. And I remember there was a little saga that went on for maybe about a week or two. I'd come across this little book about a person called Samuel Morris. And whenever the lights went out, I would have a torch and sit and read some of this book to my friend who was across the room. I couldn't see him because there was a big cabinet in the middle of the room, and used to read this little book to him every night. It was like a bedtime story, and it always seemed to end in a cliffhanger. And it was a wonderful story, Samuel Morris. Samuel Morris was a young lad who was in a tribe in Africa. His name was Kabu, and he was the prince of a particular tribe. The tribe was very small. It was somewhere on the west coast of Africa. And he was kidnapped by another tribe on one occasion and tortured. And they were putting a ransom upon his head that his father would have to give so much land or whatever it was if Kabu was to be released. And yet during the midst of all of that, he was able to escape. He believed it was divine deliverance. He just felt in his heart that God was saying to him, run. Now, he didn't know anything about the Lord, but he was able to escape, and he just ran and ran through the desert and through the tundra of that part of Africa. And at last he came upon a missionary station, Methodist missionaries from America. And there was a young woman who was a woman missionary, and she was speaking to all of the tribe's people. And she was speaking about the conversion of the Apostle Paul. And as she related the story, Kabu listened and was wonderfully converted at that particular time. They gave him the English name of Samuel Morris, and he just drank in the Word of God like someone who was so thrilled and so thirsty. And he was particularly interested upon the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And whenever this missionary woman told Kabu or Samuel Morris everything that she knew about the Holy Spirit, he said to her, where did you learn this? And she said, I learned it in America at a Bible college under the leadership and teachings of a man called Stephen Merritt. And Samuel Morris said, I'm going to go to America and I'm going to find Stephen Merritt and get him to teach me more about the Holy Spirit. And he just took off and he began to make for the coast. And eventually he arrived at the coast. He found a port. Ships were going in and going out. He went up to one of the ship owners and said, my name is Kabu or Samuel Morris. And God has told me that I'm to go to America, to a place called New York, to learn about the Holy Spirit. And the captain of the ship laughed and mocked and scoffed and said, no, you're not going with me, but Samuel Morris lay in the harbour for 2 nights and pestered the life out of this man, take me to America to meet Stephen Merritt. And eventually the captain of the ship, who was a blasphemer and a crude, rough man, allowed him to come on board if he would earn his keep. And so Samuel Morris scrubbed decks and cooked meals and cleaned up the ship and did all of these different things and suffered awful abuse and treatment from the other members of the crew. But through his quiet testimony, through his boldness for Christ, and through his prayer life, many, including the captain of the ship, before they arrived in America, found faith in Jesus Christ. Remarkable story. At last, Samuel Morris arrived in New York City, the home of Stephen Merritt, who was a secretary to the then Bishop William Taylor. And the first person that Samuel Morris met was a homeless man. And he went over to him and said, I've arrived in America from Africa to find Stephen Merritt. Do you know Stephen Merritt? Now, can you imagine just randomly going up to somebody in New York City, a homeless man, and asking if they knew a theologian? But the amazing thing was that this homeless man attended a soup kitchen, and Stephen Merritt had the oversight of that organisation and says, yes, I know Stephen Merritt. And he directed him to the very home of Stephen Merritt. And this young African boy knocked the door, introduced himself. My name is Samuel Morris. I've come from Africa so that I can learn more about the Holy Spirit. And it wasn't long before people began to wonder, who is this African boy? And back in those days of partition and segregation, coloured people and Africans were viewed as second-class citizens, wrongly of course. And Stephen Merritt brought this young boy into their home, introduced him to his wife. She was a little bit aloof. But one night as they were eating a meal together, in fact it was one of the first nights that he was there, Samuel Morris said, let's give thanks for the food. He didn't know much English, but there was something about the way that the young African boy prayed that heaven come down into the home. Later on, they went to conduct a funeral service, and Samuel Morris came alongside with them and prayed with these senior ministers on the way to the funeral, and revival broke out at the funeral. And Stephen Merritt, the great theologian who knew so much doctrinally about the Holy Spirit, recognized that this uneducated African boy, Samuel Morris, knew more experimentally about the Holy Spirit than any of them did. It's a remarkable story, and we used to read it sitting in bed at nights all of those years ago, just across to a friend. Amazing how the Lord leads and how the Lord guides. But what do we know, brethren, of the real person and work of the Holy Spirit? Challenge you today, get to know God and go deeper with Him. Thank you. See you next time.